I'm in Africa.
Hello, Jamwali. This is Heather Maxwell from VOA Africa, Voice of America in Washington. I've got a great addition this week. My exclusive playlist features currents, classics, and a couple of oldies from Guinea, Nigeria, Kenya, Senegal, Ghana, and Zambia. I've got fan mail with Gwen, and the showstopper today is my three-part interview with Winyo. Born Shifton Onyango, this silky-voiced singer-songwriter takes Kenya's Benga music tradition to new heights. We'll listen to some of his music and talk with him about his life and what inspires him and what Benga is all about. So let's hit it. Kicking off from Ghana, here's Nat Brew, better known as Amanzeba.
Mama.
Heather, hello everybody. That was Pannogo, a 2006 tune by Amanze Ba from his album Demara.
Your inside music time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
All right, moving to Zambia now with a little Kalindula. Here's Amayenge with Chaliwandi.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Amayenge with the 2006 Kalin Dula song entitled Chali Wandi.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
VOA. Hello, listeners out there. This is Kwame Asante Ofori here in the Voice of America, Washington, D.C. And I'd like to say a big shout out to my people in Ghana. Bless.
Here's Sekou Kouyaté with my favorite track from his 2015 album. It's called Aswayira. Sekou's a griot from Guinea and a virtuoso on the 21-stringed kora. But he also plays many, many other instruments as well. And he sings. I like this particular track because he's the only one playing every single instrument. Vocals, kora, electric kora, guitar, and bass. Gorgeous. This is Heather. You're on Music Time in Africa, and that was new Sekou Kouyaté. His album, Sabaru, was released July 31st.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/Music Time in Africa. That's blogs.voanews.com/Music Time in Africa. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
I have another great new song for you, and then get ready for part one of my interview with Kenyan singer-songwriter Winyo. Here's a Ghanaian artist that I really enjoy. His name is DXD, and he's got a new single out called Fandom. He's basically thanking all of his fans, and God, too, for loving him. I want to also tag onto that, everybody, for you, my Music Time fans. Hope you don't mind, DXD.
DXD on another one. I pray for the fandom. Every day I pray for the fandom. I pray for the fandom. Every day I pray for the fandom. From grass to grace, giving God all the praise. For the beautiful people, beautiful fans, they be loving my music. Reason I'm not giving up, motivation for me to live it up. Reason I'm not giving up, motivation for me to live it up. One for the fans, them, who they share my music, make sure we take control. Two for the girl, them, who they love my music, making it a ringing tone. I see all the fans, them, who they wish me good, I pray shower some blessings on you. Thanks to the DJs and the bloggers, making sure my music going true. Man a man, man a man, bless the fans who know the story. On my grind, on the move, soon we go rise to glory. Man a man, man a man, bless the fans who know the story. On my grind, on the move, soon we go rise to glory. Soon we go rise to glory. We go rise to glory. The fans them know the story.
They know the story.
Soon we go rise to glory.
We go rise to glory.
The fans them know the story. You part of my story, yo. Show me love everywhere I go. Love you same way you love me, yo. Invasion of a glory, yo. From studio to studio, every single research, every scenario, every muscle I put in every audio, every thought is always with you inside. One for the fans, them, who they share my music, make sure we take control. Two for the girls, them, who they love my music, make it in a ringing tone. I see all the fans, them, where they wish me good, I pray showers of blessings on you. Thanks to the DJs and the bloggers, making sure my music going true. Man a man, man a man, bless the fans who know the story. On my grind, on the move, soon we go rise to glory. Man a man, man a man, bless the fans who know the story. On my grind, on the move, soon we go rise to glory. Fans in America, fans in UK, fans in South Africa, fans in Nigeria, fans in GH, fans in Liberia, fans in Togo, fans in Benin, fans in Zimbabwe. Bless you, Stone Boy Bernie Sanz. See you, Chris Benetton. Baba Mumik Mill and Slim J. We don't play. DXD invasion. 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 Invasion.
That was DXD's new single, straight from Accra, Fandom.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Now it's time to meet my featured guest, Winyo. Winyo is not the kind of artist whose music you'll typically hear on FM stations in Nairobi because he's not mainstream, which in Nairobi means more Western-style pop, R&B, and even hip-hop. But you might catch him on international platforms like Musique Métisse in France or the Rolex Arts Initiative in Brazil, or even the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington. That's because Winyo has a signature style of Luo Benga music, which is traditional Kenya, just the kind of thing that world music and African music markets love. I open with a bit of track one from his 2006 album, Benga Blues. He's currently working on a new album, by the way. And then we'll learn about where Winyo's from and what inspired him and what is to him the African voice. The interview takes place in the Alliance Française in downtown Nairobi.
Odongo yawa kasika leki odongo yawa kimbegi mora odongo yawa kasika leki pile pile kasika leki pile pile
sitting here in the basement of the Alliance Française with Wignon. How are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Good, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're about to do a rehearsal.
Yes, I'm going to play a song called Nyanya Buri. Nyanya Buri is the name of my grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah. I sing about it because I grew up with my grandmother. I spent a lot of time with my grandmother during my high school years. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I made a lot of songs because of the stories she used to tell me. And the life stories that I used to see around my village, from the lakes, trees, rain, it was life back then.
What village did you grow up in?
I grew up at a place called Karachuonyo, in western Kenya, Homa Bay County.
Okay.
Yes. I spent most of my high school there, but I was born in a small town called Nakuru, and did a little bit of my growing up in Naivasha.
Okay. So you've come from a couple different places.
Couple different
places. As many people.
In the Rift Valley area, okay. Yeah.
So you're a storyteller?
Yes.
In song?
Yes, very much. I like to tell stories. I like to share with people. It's like connecting souls.
That was Wignon and me talking in the practice room of Alliance Française in Nairobi. The other members of the band rehearsing there are Matthew Grabala on drums, Kasiva Mutua on percussion, and Kombo Choze on electric
what
bass.
What language are you singing in this song?
This song is in Luo.
In Luo?
Yes.
And so you're telling a story about your grandmother.
Yes.
What is the story?
The story is about growing up while playing music. I didn't really know I would become a musician first. It was not very lucrative back then.
Yeah.
See,
so. Yeah.
But my grandmother really, really encouraged me because she would dance to every song.
Oh.
You see, she was a very good dancer, you know, and she was the only one who used to understand me somehow and listen. Say, oh, I like this, can you play it again? Or, I like the rhythm, or should we just dance?
So she really encouraged you.
Very much.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why I sing about her. My grandmother, she was very special. She loved me. I sing in front of her. So in the song I tell her, hey, now I'm a big musician. I travel the world. I tell stories about you around the world. I wish you were here to see where I live, to see the planes I take, to see the countries I visit.
That's Wignon playing live and talking about the importance of the pioneer Benga artists for his inspiration. This is Heather on Music Time in Africa. We'll hear more from Wignon in a bit, but first, it's time for fan mail.
Gwen, how are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you,
welcome
too.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you have a great time?
I had an amazing time.
Very good.
I love Nairobi.
Yeah.
But I love Washington, too. I missed you, too.
I'm sure they were happy to see you over there.
I think they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
I got fan mail.
Okay.
Kankism Sakua posted this on your Facebook page. Greetings. We love your show and we want to send you our music. Please advise us on what to do and also if this is the true Facebook link of VOA Music Time in Africa. We're from Ghana in the Upper East region, Navrongo.
Oh, yes. I've been to Navrongo. I love it up there. Yeah. Hi, Kayakankism. Yeah. First of all, yes, the Facebook page is the real deal. Mm-hmm. It's the real one because that's how Gwen got it.
Yep.
Yes. And please send your music to me. I'd love to hear it. You just send it as a link on the Facebook page, or you can send it by email at musictime@voanews.com.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, here's the next one. Sanusi Abdullahi Yola from Kanu, Nigeria, posted this. Hi, Heather. I really like this program because I'm enjoying our cool African music you are playing, despite the fact that you are not an African.
Yeah,
well. Long life, MTIA. I'm wishing you the best.
Hey, Sanusi. That's cute. Thanks for the message. I'm glad you like the music, and long life to you and your love for African music out there in Kano.
Patrick Reynolds writes this. Hi, I don't stop listening to Music Time in Africa on every Sunday. And that's it. Short and sweet.
All right. That is short and sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patrick. Where's he from, Gwen? Did we find that out?
No, it doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, here's the next one.
All right.
From Adams Smart John. He writes, hey guys, this is my first time on your show. I'm from Abuja, Nigeria. Love your show. One love. Hope to air my show on your station someday too. Keep it up, guys.
Oh, hey, Adams. Mm-hmm. Smart. I like that name, by
the
way.
I do too.
So I guess he's a radio host or producer there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know more about the show. So Adams, tell me more about it.
Yes,
yeah.
Write us back.
Yes.
So our last mail for today is from Emmanuel Ali. He writes, Madam,
yes.
I need some hot Senegalese and Malian songs. Good job. Keep it up. Ali Emmanuel from Abadan, Oyo State, Nigeria.
Okay. Hey, Emmanuel needs hot songs.
He does.
All right. I'm sure I can find you something. Mali and Senegal both have hot songs.
Yeah.
Maybe even before the end of this hour. Anyway, thanks, Gwen, so much for bringing the fan mail. And again, it does feel good to be back here.
Good to have you.
Yeah.
VOA. And now, back to the music with your host, Heather Maxwell.
Aiwa, how about this for classic African music? This is the late Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe. He was one of the greatest Igbo highlife musicians that ever lived. At the time of this recording in 2006, Osadebe was 70 years old.
Benu ya bigonu me benu, kopo nani nadi ya di
That was the late Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe from Nigeria.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
We know our featured artist today is deeply inspired by original Benga music from Kenya. So let's listen to some. This is DK Mwai in a 1970 recording remastered in 2008. His song, I Love You, is a classic story of the misunderstandings between lovers. Let me read from the liner notes. The persona repeatedly pleads for forgiveness for the pain caused by rumors that he has another sweetheart. He is stung that he only gets to hear of his lover's decision to leave him from malicious third parties. I tell you, his pleas for forgiveness reach a climax when he even adopts the English language to state the seriousness of his romantic feelings and his desire to remain committed to his sulking lover.
Niwanyende tena ngakwenda
kinya ndore kagia wega Orata ne wandere tiwa tatu Orata inge ndwaga gajo kerelia Woi morata kwa wadhi kerelia Nago dhureke na ngoro eote I love you my baby Why should you forget me?
Wonderful. That is just wonderful. That's I Love You by DK Mwai. Okay, now let's get back to Winyo, beginning with his song Nyachula. Then we'll continue with my conversation about his signature sound and what Benga is all about.
I like to carry the Benga genre of music. Mm-hmm. That is our Kenyan genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our young musicians have left back there. Young people don't want to go back there. But I took it to myself to really listen to these tunes and make them fresh, make them new, make them jazzy, you know, mix them with other sounds from other parts of the world. With my voice and my new ways of playing, I still maintain the Benga genre and put a lot of other elements as well. The characteristic of a Benga music, mostly when the musician sings, is accompanied by a guitar which also sort of sings what he's singing. We call it the lead guitar, mm-hmm. You see. And then continually there's a 4-beat kick.
Like a 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's the bass, the rhythm that carries the groove. So the musician would sing and the lead guitar would sing back with him,
mm-hmm.
and the bass guitar would keep the rhythm, and then we have the climax, which we call the 7.
Oh.
You know, the 7 now.
That's
where
the Congolese also, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they must have got it from us.
Okay, you hear that, Congo?
For sure, yeah, I think so, because Benga goes way back, way, way back. I think before Congolese came here and saw what we're doing and maybe made their own.
Possible.
Yeah.
But describe the 7.
The 7 now is when you have the climax. The lead guitar now takes a different route to lead the whole ensemble, and people dance, you know.
So it's a section that opens up.
It's a section that opens up, you know. The vocalist maybe would be doing choruses and things like that.
I see. So that's Benga.
That's Benga.
This is Music Time in Africa. Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell, talking with Winyo in Nairobi about Benga. Enjoy this classic 7 by the Kalenjin Sisters. And that was Kwaheri Johanna, classic Benga from 1990 by the Kalenjin Sisters.
Hi, this is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in. Right here on Music Time in Africa.
VOA.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. There's still more Winyo and Benga coming up later in the show, but I found a hot Senegalese song. Remember that Emmanuel Ali from Fan Mail? He requested that. Here is Aida Sam, a lovely singer with this beautiful song. I can't get it out of my head. Gindima. beautiful song. That's Gindima by Aida San. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Here's the final part of my interview with Winho, introducing one more of his songs and giving it some context. Now, the song you're going to hear, Wololo, is actually the studio recording of the live session that he had played for me during the interview. But we had some sound quality issues with that, so you're going to get the studio session version.
I'm going to practice another song. It's called Wololo.
What's that mean?
It's a true story of a woman who lost her husband.
Oh.
And the problem is, when it was time for the funeral, there were so many people, relatives and visitors came, and the culture is they will come and eat everything and take away everything, take away the property, take away the land from her.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not a good thing. The bereaved have to cook for these people to feed them. She has to make them feel comfortable, which is very, very heavy on her, and she's poor. So I sing about her. What will we do?
So this is a song that's pretty sad.
Yes. But also it's a message to change the culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You don't think that's right?
I don't think that's right.
That people come and take everything from us?
No. Mm-hmm. But you see, it's changing now because women are more aware. The Constitution now gives women power to really say no, okay. Unlike before.
Okay, so you're singing of times past.
I'm singing of times past, and it's because of such songs that things have changed.
Let's hear it.
Do
that was Wino, our featured artist for today, with his song Wololo. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Panta Rankin with Only.
Na 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 na, eh, oh, eh. Baby girl, give it to me. Oh, eh. Mic check 1, 2, 3, 4. She always go real, I'm feeling that vibe. Twerk pants like a zebra, I'm feeling that straps. And I'll never be a cheater if you be my wife, yeah. And I'm feeling that strap, good girl, country rough. But she seems so polite, gave me a long neck. So I gave her a bite, cause she moved like an animal. Wow. What a, what a, what a girl, what a mood that waits. Oh, what a mood that waits. What a woody, woody girl with the sweetest face. Oh, what a do that shit. What a, what a, what a girl, what a mood that waits. Oh, what a mood that waits. What a goody, woody girl with the sweetest face.
Zimbabwe, I just wanna see your waterfall. Remind me of Ghana, the gold in you, I'm digging for sure, love. Remind me of Nigeria, where you making your moves, make me wanna holla. The way you grinding, I'm smiling, I know that you really want it.
Oh, what about my girl, what I move there with? Oh, what I move there with? So the woody woody girl with the sweetest face. Oh, what I do that shit. Oh, what about my girl, what I move there with? Oh, what I move there with? So the woody woody girl with the sweetest face. But you got a heart of a lion.
Oh yeah, that's Panta Rankin with Only. Check out the video too, it's awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I'd like to thank Wino and Petable Music from Nairobi, and Gwen Uten, producer of South Sudan in Focus, for the fan mail, and to all of you who write me. I can't wait to meet you again next week at the same time and same place with more great music. Fridays at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 1500, 2000 and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. Mwah, I love you. This is Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. Music Time.